We begin the current daf Masechet Eivin, daf Tzadi Gimel. We begin four lines down from the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is, we had learned in our Mishnah on the previous daf that regarding a Chatzar Gedoyla, Shenifritzar, L'Chatzar Katana, and similarly regarding a Gag, that the larger one is permitted and the smaller one is forbidden. And the Gemara had explained and illustrated this with five different cases that we view as if the smaller one is part, as if it's annexed by the large one, but the large one is not annexed to the smaller one, and therefore the larger one is considered separated and mutter, but the smaller one is considered breached and open to the larger one, and therefore they're forbidden to bring stuff from their house into their courtyard or into their roof. One of the illustrations of that halacha was that we found that if, let's say, there's a field, a large field that's planted with vines, and then the smaller one, that one goes ahead and plants with grain, that's going to be a problem of klein, because although generally if one were to distance 4 amos, it's enough even in one large field, but since now we view it as if it's annexed to the large one, we view it as if it's in the larger one, and therefore even though it's more than 4 amos, it's going to be forbidden. To which Abai had asked in the previous stav that, this is interesting. Usually, mechitzas are there to separate and to make a heter. And here it comes out that they're creating iser. So the Gemara had attempted two different attempts to show that you see other cases where mechitza are iser. And Abaye had responded that no, you don't find that they're being iser and that those are not cases of adding on mechitzas. And the Gemara continues on this thought. Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan LaAbaye. What's your question? You don't think we find anywhere else that the addition of separations or partitions are creating an iser? They're not just there for a heter for permission, but they're actually creating an iser the way we illustrated by our first case, that the added elements, these walls of the gedolah, which are added mechitzas, are going to make a problem just creating an iser for the smaller one and not creating any heter. But by the time you learn the braisa, that seems to say the same idea. Regarding a house that half of it is covered, that is, their roofs were smooth, similar to like a flat roof. So if a house is half covered, and half of it is not covered, so the halacha is, if there are vines over here under the part that's roofed, you're allowed to plant right over here, right past the area that's roofed, you could plant right there, and you don't have to distance even any 4 amos, which generally you have to distance grain 4 amos from where you're planting the vines because of the problem of klal hakerem. And the reason is because of the halachic concept known as tikkur yared b'seisim. We view the opening of the roof as if that thickness, as if it's the beginning of a wall, we view that if it's coming down, as if there's a wall separating between where the vines are and between where the grain are, and one is allowed to plant on either side of a wall without even dalet amos of grain and the vines. Now, that raya is, ve'ilu hishva es kiruya, if we were to extend, to equal out this roof, and you would roof the whole entire house, what would be the halacha then? Then aser would be forbidden to plant the grain right over there, unless if you went and distanced it dalet amos. So obviously you have a case where we're one to make this mechitza, this roof, to add on in partitions, it would not be for a heter. To the contrary, it would be an iser that now you wouldn't be able to plant right there, because you wouldn't have particularity decisive, it would only create an iser. So Amalei Sabai responds similar to how he responded to the previous questions in the previous daf. Hasam siluk mechitzesu. There, it's not adding on mechitzes. When you add on mechitzes, possibly it's only heter. There, that you're adding on, you're essentially taking away, because this addition, completion of the roof, is just removing the original mechitza that you had of pitikra, because now you don't have any separation, because you don't have this thickness over here to begin the beginning of a wall, because it continues to the end now. Now that you don't have, it's not really an addition of mechitzas that creating iser, it's only because it's removing mechitzas, but really my question still stands that you don't find that adding on mechitzas creates an iser the way you wanted to illustrate in the first case in the previous daf. So the Gemara continues again with other Amorim trying to refute Abaye's comment, his question that he had, that you don't find mechitzas that are iser. Sholachi Rava LaAbaye B'yad Rav Shemaya Bar Ze'ira. That is, he commanded Rav Shemaya to go ahead and respond this response to Abaye as follows. V'loy mitzina mechitzas l'iser. Do we not find that walls are, that the addition of walls are there just making a prohibition and not permission? But V'atani learned the Braisa. Says as follows. Yesh b'mechitzas hakerem. There are different walls by a vineyard, l'hakul l'hachmer, that are lenient and that are stringent. That is, sometimes the walls will make it a heter for the regarding the halach of klaim, and sometimes it will make it actually aser. Ketzad, how so? So the Braisa explains, kerem hanatua ad ikr mechitza. Regarding a vineyard that's planted with the vines all the way up until the foundation of the wall, meaning right next to the wall, zereya meker mechitza ve'elech, you could plant on the other side of the wall, right attached to the wall. And that is And as the Braisa illustrates, She'ilu Enshe Mechitza, had there not been the wall over there, then you wouldn't be able to plant right over there on the other side. You would rather Marchik Dalat Amas Vezereh, you would have to distance from where the vines are, 4 Amas, and then plant the grains. Bezehu Mechitza Kerem L'Kalkal, and this is an illustration of the halachic concept that the wall by the vineyard is a leniency, because now that you have a wall, you can plant on either side, even though that's not a distance of 4 Amas. And the Braisa says, how do you find that the wall will actually be a stringency regarding the halachas of Klai Kerem? Hayimashich, if let's say the vineyard was withdrawn away min hakoisel from the wall yud alef amo, in a distance of 11 amo, and definitely if it would be less than 11 amo, lo yavi zera l'sham, one is not allowed to bring grain over there between where the vineyard is and where the wall is, as the Gemara later on will explain. Now, whereas shel mole in mechitza, had there not been a wall from where the vineyard ends to the wall, and there is an area of 11 amos. Had there not been a wall, then marchik dalat amos v'zereh, it would be enough just to distance 4 amos from the vines, and then plant the grain over there. Now v'zui mechitza kerem l'hachmer, this is the case the Braisa says that's an illustration of the wall of the vineyard being a chumrah, because now that there's a wall there, even though there's 11 amos, one's not allowed to plant over there. So the raya is that you see that a mechitza is a chumrah. So what's your problem about it? You find clearly that a wall could provide a stringency and not just a heter. So Amalei, so you respond to him. Wait a second. According to your proof that you're asking on me, that you see that a wall is actually making an iser, that it's not enough just to distance 4 amos, and even though there's 11 amos, it's going to be forbidden. The same question you asked me from the Braisa, iser to be masnidin, ask from me from a Mishnah, because it's always better to ask from a Mishnah than a Braisa, and therefore you could have asked from the following Mishnah that did not, like we learned in the Mishnah Klaim. Karachas hakerem, literally karachas means the boldness, an open area within the vineyard, which the Gemara later on will explain, the Mishnah will explain what exactly this is. Bishama Armim Chav Dalat Amos. It has to be an area of 24 Amos that you have to be able to have to permit to distance 4 Amos from where the, again, you have the whole area surrounding has this kerem, but inside the middle, suddenly there's a spot that's open, that's like, so to speak, a bald spot. To be able to distance 4 Amos and to plant over there, you have to have a total area of 24 Amos, because if you had less than that, it would be forbidden to plant over the grain. Even a tefach, you wouldn't be able to plant anything over there. Ubisila and Rebisila says, Tezainam, all you need is an area of 16 am. Now the Mishnah continues, Mechayla Kerem, regarding the perimeter of the Kerem, which is around, similar to the word Mechaylis, which is a circle. Bishama Oimrim Tezainam, Bishami say that it has to be an area of 16 am. Ubisila Oimrim Yud Bezam, Ubisila say 12 am. Now the Mishnah explains exactly what are the Gemara is explaining, what are these two cases of Karachas Kerem and Mechayla Kerem. The Ezi Karachzakim, what is the clearing that's within the vineyard that we have a machlekes if it has to be 24 or 16 amas? So it's Kerem Shecharev Emtziyasa. It's a vineyard that the middle part is cleared. So Im Einsham Tezainama, if there is not 16 amas, like which is the authoritative opinion of Basil, then Lo Yavi Zer L'Sham. Then we say you're not allowed to plant any grain whatsoever inside of it. However, Hayisham Tezainama, if there was 16 amas, the explanation is as follows. Why do you need 16 amas to plant any grain? Because you give the area that's necessary for the side of the vineyard, which is on either side of this clearing, which is in the middle, which is dalad amos for every side. And then you could plant the rest. And that is, since you have essentially a kerem on either side, because again, you have the whole thing and just the clearing in the middle, so on either side of the clearing you have a kerem, you have to distance and to give 4 amas for every side where there's a kerem, which is the amount that it needs to work the kerem, which is the amount of the cattle and the tools that they use, which is 4 amas, which is that they use to plow with the oxen, so that's takes off that's a negative 4 on one side and a negative 4 on the other side, which comes out a total that you have to diminish of 8 amas. Now, if you have left over 8 amas in the middle, again, which 16 minus 8 would be 8, so for a total area of 16 amas, then even if you're going to come to separate this total area now left in the middle of 8 amas, one to one side and one to the other side, there's still going to be significant areas of each one being 4 amas, and they're not going to be bottled to either side of the kerem that's on either side, and therefore we're not going to say it's bottled. And then you can go ahead and plant over there the zera that you wanted to, the grain that's there. But if it would be less than 8 amas in the middle, let's say 7 amas, then you would only have 3.5 to one side, 3.5 to the other side, which is not a chashavi area. We would view it as bottled to the kerem and the workable area that you need of 4 amas on either side, and therefore it wouldn't be significant, and one would not be able to plant over there. That's the understanding of the halacha of Karachas HaKerem. What's the halacha of the perimeter of the vineyard? So that is bein hakerem legeda. That essentially means to say, not when you're in the middle, that you're surrounded by vineyards, but you're on the outside, you're on the perimeter, which is between the edge of the vineyard and the wall, which is she'im ein sham yud beis amah, because if you don't have 12 amas, which later on the Gemara will explain why do you need 12 amas, when generally you only need a distance 4 amas from the edge of the vineyard to plant the grain. But the halach is that if there's no 12 amas, lo yovi zer l'sham, one is not allowed to bring grain over there. However, if there was 12 amas between the edge of the vineyard and the wall, then the explanation is as follows. So then you give the 4 amas that's necessary, which is where the oxen would go with the different tools, the plowing instruments on the edge of the vineyard. So you have to give another 4 amas for that. Then you're left with 8 amas between the edge, because really, although you have 12, but you have to add on another 4 for the area where you can till it. So then you have 8 left. And then you could plant the rest between the wall and that area of where the cattle and the oxen go to plow. So therefore, basically Abai is saying, you see the same question over here in the Mishnah. Why asking me from a Braisa? So here you see that although essentially you only need generally 4 amas to distance from the edge of the vineyard, here you're going to need to have 8 amas, which is the halacha that we find when there's a wall. You have to have 12 minus 4 for the area where they can go ahead and plow, and you're going to be left with 8. So therefore, ask from the Mishnah that you see that there's a chumrah from a wall. Why asking from a Braisa? Ella, rather, hasam lav hainitama. The reason being why it's not difficult from there, from the Mishnah, to say that the wall is what's creating this mechil, this area between the wall and the vineyard, as a vineyard, so to speak, that it's a stringency, and that you see that it's not enough with 4 amas, you're going to have 12 amas, which is essentially 8 amas. Why isn't it difficult from there? Because it's not over there, the wall's not creating an iser. There the breakdown is as follows. The chal dalad amas legabi kerem avitzis kerem. As we explained before, that every dalad amas towards by the edge of the area of a vineyard, you need to have to work the kerem. Now, since you need that area, that has the halachic status as the kerem itself. So that's minus 4 over there. Ligabe geder, now regarding the wall, kivin ulem isdaren, since you can't plant right by the wall because it's going to ruin the wall that's made out of stone, because if when one plows, it makes the earth that's going to be not as harsh, not as hard, and then it's going to make it soft, the wall is going to fall down because it's not strong underneath. As the Gemara says above Abbas and Afiotes, that you have to distance planting right next to the wall because it also ruins the wall. So afkuri mafkalhu. So therefore, one disowns that 4 amas that's next to the wall, and therefore that cannot combine to irriga that's left over to say that this is a chashav area that's not butler regarding the kerem, because that's also not usable area to say I could plant over there. So that takes away another 4 amas. Now that took away 8. Now what's this 12? The baini, because now the area between the 4 amas that's part of the kerem, because that's where you plow. And now regarding the 4 amas that you mafker to the wall. If there's 4 amas left, which is another negative 4, which makes the total area 12, then that's a significant area, we said, which is not going to be bottled to the kerem. That's when you could go ahead and plant over there. And if you don't have 4 amas left, which is anything less than 12, then it's not going to be a significant area. And therefore, essentially what Abai is answering is that same answer that we're giving for the Mishnah is the same answer that applies to the Braisa. It's not the mechitza that's making it aser. Rather, it's the actual calculation that makes it aser, because you're not going to be left with 4 amas of chashav iri, and therefore it's going to be bottled towards the kerem, and that's why you're not going to be able to plant over there any zrum, any grain, because that's not because the wall is creating an issa, but rather just because now that you're mafka that area 4 amas, and you have the 4 amas over there, so now you have to be left with 4 amas, and therefore Abaye's comment stands that one does not find anywhere else that a mechitza is going to be creating an issa, because here the mechitza itself is not creating an issa, it's just calculations that you just left with less than the area of 4 amas of chashivas. Now the Gemara continues with a case similar to the case of our Mishnah, where, just like we found in our Mishnah on the previous daf, where you had a gadol and a katan, a large chatzar and a smaller chatzar, where this larger chatzar had what's called gifufim, which is, if you would make this into a T, you have the top part of the T, which has extensions that coming out from the stick of the T that's coming into it, that's called gifufim, and the smaller one would not have a gifufim. So the Gemara continues with a similar type of a case. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Gimel karfifis zeh bitzad zeh. If there are 3 enclosed areas that are not considered halachically like residential areas, for example, if let's say there were 3 people that were going on the road and they surrounded themselves with what would be called a karfaf for there to dwell there for the Shabbos. For example, if let's say they made walls out of just chassis, which are vertical poles, or for example, if they made it out of horizontal ropes, With the whole heter of that, which generally to make a really full-fledged mechitza, well, you have to have shesi varv, you have to have vertical and horizontal. But however, regarding a heter they made for travelers, they said that an individual could only do that up to an area of base assignment. As the Gemara said in the first parak, and have to design them a base. However, shayara, caravan, is permitted to surround themselves for all the needs that they need, even larger than base assignment, with either with the poles or with the rope for dira purposes. However, for an individual, again, they can't have more than base assignment, unless if he makes it a full-fledged wall out of shasiv arv with vertical and horizontal lines going in either direction. So regarding these three karfifas that were side by side, the shneim hachitzayinim migufafim. Now the two outer ones had extensions that were sticking out. In other words, the outer ones were wider than the middle one. V'emtzayin migufafim, and by consequence, the middle one did not have anything sticking out. And that is, the middle one is totally breached to the outer ones on either side than them, as some gemaras have in the first illustration, which shows like almost like a dumbbell that one would pick up for weights, that the two outer ones are wider than the smaller one, that he's totally breached to the outer ones, but the outer ones have kifufim that are extending beyond the middle one. The yachid bezeh, and the case illustration is that there's one individual in each karfaf, and that is each one surrounded himself for Shabbos to have his halachic status. So nasa kishayara, these three people become like a caravan, which the minimum of a caravan is three people. The noislan called sarkin. Now we give all of them the amount that they need, and that is because why is that? We view the dwellers of the larger karfifas, which are in the two outer ones, as if they're in the smaller one, and therefore we view all three in the middle one, and the middle one joins them together, and therefore it's permitted. For example, in the case where they made an eruv, and that's again based on the same principle which we found in our Mishnah, that we view the smaller one as annexed to the large ones. We view the large one in the smaller one, and therefore here also we're going to say that we view them as all together in the middle one, because the smaller one is considered joining them all together, and therefore we give them all that they need. However, vaday, it's definite, imtzayi megufaf, v'shnayim hachatzayim in the gufuf. If let's say the middle one is the one that has extensions that's larger than the two outer ones, and that the outer ones are going into the smaller one, the middle one is wider than the two outer ones, and they are totally open to him. But for him, he's not totally open, as some Gemaras have the second illustration, that would be that the middle one, it sticks out, that's wider, and the other ones are narrower. Then the halacha is, in the case illustration of b'yochad bezeh, that there's one individual in each karfav, that ein noislehem ela beishesh, that then one only gives them a total of six sa, that it is, in other words, each karfav gets only, base assignment gets two sa, because here, we don't view all three of them as if they're living in one, because we view the middle one as if he's in the outer ones. So therefore, what you see is, you see one in either outer one, which either one will only have two in the outer one. But in the middle one, there's only going to be one. Now, if one of them will ultimately have more than basis time, he's going to be forbidden. And if the middle one has more than basis time, they're all going to be asr, because they're all going to be breached now to makama asr. Because now, since the middle one is asr, because he has more than basis time, and they're totally breached him, now they're all going to be asr. Therefore, in this type of case, where the middle one is the one that is wider than all the other ones, we maybe view him and them, again, because he's the gedayla, and we view them as if they're part of him, but not that they are going to be, as if he's part of them. And therefore, here it's going to be that they all are not considered connected, whereas in the case where the outer ones are the larger ones, he is as if he's part of them, and therefore they're in him, and therefore they're all connected, and then they're all going to be able to have, like a shayara, even more than the area of base assignment, as much as they need. So now related to this, the Gemara asked, Ibailu, they asked the following question regarding this last case that we mentioned, where the middle one is the one that has extensions that stick out larger than the outer ones. The question is, Echad bezeh, v'echad bezeh. If let's say on the two outer ones, there's one in each one, but v'shnayim be'emtzoy, the middle one has two people. Maha, what's the halacha? As the Gemara explains, do we say, ilo hachi nafki t'losa hava, that wherever the middle one, which again is the main one, that we see them in him, that is, he goes to them, that is, wherever the middle two people are going to go out, since there's one in either one, 2 + 1 is going to be 3, so v'ilo hachi nafki t'losa hava, and if it goes out to the other one, there's going to be 3. So therefore, these from the middle ones, since they're two, and they rule, again, because the larger one is the one that rules over the smaller ones, so we view them as if they're here, and we view them as if they're here, and therefore we should permit the two outer karfifas to allow them to extend the area to surround it even more than base time, as much as they need, because we view as if there's three in them, and three is a shayara. idem, or maybe we're not going to be that lenient to say that we view them as if they're here and as if they're here. And you know what? Even more than that, we're not even going to say that we view the two in the middle in either one of the outer ones. And that is to at least permit one of the outer ones to have all the needs that they need, even more than Beis HaSayim, because what we would assume is that they would rather have Chad L'Hacha Nafik V'Chad L'Hacha Nafik. They would say that, no, the two middle ones, one is going to one outer one, and one is going to go to the other outer one. That makes more sense, because instead of putting two in one, you'd rather have that each one has more room to use what they need than having three in one, and the other one not having only one, and therefore, you're not going to have more than Beis HaSayim in either one of the outer ones, because we only see two now in either the outer ones, because the two from the middle, one goes to one and one goes to the other. That is the question that was posed. Do we say that both are going to be mutter, or to the contrary, in other words, even more than Beis HaSayim, or not even one of them is going to be, because we don't see the two in either one, rather we see one in one and one in the other, which will not have the requisite shear of a shayar. Then the question continues. And even if you're going to assume that we're not going to be permitting any one of these karfifas on the outside, because we see from the middle one, which is the larger one, as if one is in one outside one and one is the other one, therefore you only have two. However, what's with the following question? Let's say each outer one has two. And you have one in the middle one. Mahu, what would be the halacha in such a case? Because we view the middle one as if he rules over the outer one. Therefore, the question is, hacha vadai, here definitely, wherever he's going to go, you're going to have three, and therefore, do you say that we see him in either one, so they're both permitted, or at least do you see them in one of them, and therefore, at least one of the outer one will be permitted to have extending at least as much as he needs for the hekev, even more than Beis HaSayim, oidimo, maybe even here, in other words, maybe he's going here, or maybe he's going here, and therefore we don't know which one he's going to, and therefore even one of them, we're not going to have to give Kol Tzarkei more than Beis HaSayim, because although you're right, wherever he goes will be three, but we don't know which one, so therefore we can't give it to either one. So the Gemara concludes, V'hilchasa bayin l'kula. The halacha is that all the questions we ask, we go lenient, and therefore we will view in either one of these combinations that we will view it as if there's three in them, and therefore it will be considered like a shayara, and you can give it as much area as it needs. Now the Gemara continues with a different halacha that in the continuation will come up regarding the halacha of our Mishnah. So Amar Rav Chizda says, we continue on to Amud Beis. Gidud chamisha. If there's an elevation of five tfachim, that is, if you have a courtyard that its ground floor is higher than five tfachim from its neighboring chatzar, and umechitza chamisha, and then besides the elevation that's higher five tfachim than the one chatzar below it, it also has a wall of five tfachim. That is, they added on this wall. Eimin starfen, Rav Chizda says they do not join together to create a wall of 10 tfachim. Unless if you have an entire elevation of 10 tfachim, or entire wall of 10 tfachim, but to add elevation of 5 tfachim, and the wall of 5 tfachim, that won't be enough to create a wall as if it's 10 tfachim to separate the lower chatzar from the higher chatzar. And that the Gemara asks. Meisvei we learned. You have two courtyards, one on top of the other, and the neighboring chatzar, the upper one, is more than 10 tfachim of the lower one. Oy, and this is what contradicts Rav Chizda. Sheyesh begidut chamisha. There's an elevation. One is five tefachim higher than the other. Umechitza chamisha. And besides that, they had made a wall of five tefachim. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ei ma'arvin echad. We can go ahead and make separate areas, and that's what's called ma'arvin shnayim, because we view them as separate because they are separated by a wall of ten tefachim, and therefore you cannot make an area together of one area because they are separated. Which this is the question of Rav Chizda of mechitza of ten tefachim, even though it's a combination of gidut chamisha and mechitza chamisha. And then the Brisa concludes, but pachis mikan, if it's less than that, less than a total of 10 tfachim, then ma'arvan echad ve'im ma'arvan shnayim. Then you can only join together in one area, but you cannot make two separate ones because they're totally breached. They're not separated by this wall of 10 tfachim. But ultimately, the question of Chizda is that you see clearly that the combination does go ahead and create a mechitza. And that the Gemara says, Amar Rava, the proper girsa should be Rava, ma'id Rav Chizda betachtoina. Rav Chizda agrees regarding the lower chatzar, that regarding that chatzar, it is considered a mechitza. And that is, Hoyil v'roya p'nei asar. Since the lower mechitza, when it's looking up, it sees a wall of 10 tefachim because it sees the elevation of 5 tefachim and another 5 tefachim of the wall. Therefore, when we're saying here in this braisa that it's going to be considered separate with a combination, that's for the lower chatzar. But regarding the upper chatzar, it's not considered a wall because the only thing that he sees is a wall of 5 tefachim, not a wall of 10 tefachim. Now, if it would have been entirely an elevation of 10 tefachim, although there he's not seeing anything, that would work because when he goes to the edge, he sees the elevation and he sees the elevation of more than 10 tefachim from the neighboring chatzar, and that's what's considered minkar mechitzas, as we had mentioned in previous sugyas, that the walls of the building extend up on top of the roof, although it's not surrounded with anything, we view it as if it extends up based on good asik because the walls are recognizable. So if you have only gidud of 10, that works. But to have gidud of 5 and a wall of 5, where now you're not going to see any wall of 10, not through the gidud and not through the wall, that is not going to work. And that the Gemara asks, wait a second, if that's your answer, ihachi, if that's the case, so then you're right. Tachtoina, again, you're saying that we view it as a wall regarding the lower one. So the lower chatzar, you're right, the halacha will be, as the Braisa says, ta'arv shnaim, b'loy ta'arv echad. He can only make two separate eirvin, but it cannot go ahead and make one eirv. In other words, for itself, it could only make its own eirv with the chatzar on the bottom, not with the upper one, because, quote-unquote, there's a mechitza between the two of them, at least from the vantage point of the lower one, because he's looking up, he sees the elevation of 5 and a wall of 5, which for him is a wall of 10. However, the question is, but the upper chatzar should not be able to make not a joint eirv and not even two separate eirv, not to make even its own eirv, right? Because the upper one, even for itself, is forbidden because the lower one makes it forbidden because we said in regards to the upper one, there is no mechitza. Now, and it can also cannot have one eirv together with the lower one because, wait, it's totally open, so let's at least make one eirv. That you can't either say because there is no opening to the lower one because the lower one says, hey, I'm closed door from you. I have a mechitza v'asara. So I can go ahead and make my own. But you can't make your own and you can't join in me either. So how can we say this as an explanation of the braisa when the braisa said that they either can make their own? No, the low one can make, quote-unquote, shnai, make its own. But the upper one can't make its own because it is breached to the low one, and it can't join even though it's breached because the low one is closed off by itself with its own wall. And that the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Ula. We have to qualify the case, is that we're talking about where the upper chatzar is walled off. And that is, it has what's called gidudim, which it has side walls that do have a height of 10 tefachim, ad eser ames, until by the middle part of the width, up till 10 ames. In other words, the middle 10 ames of this wall of 10 tefachim, that's open. And that is, it's like an opening, where there we don't have the mechitza of 10 tefachim. There is where we said it has the mechitza of 5 tefachim, together with the gidud, with the elevation of 5 tefachim. That's why they both could go ahead and make their own eirv. And they don't make it forbidden one on the other, because regarding the low one, we say, hey, it's totally closed off from the upper one, because if he looks up at the elevation of 5 and the wall of 5. And regarding the upper one, he also has a mechitza, because he has, besides the middle part of up to 10 ames, he has the walls on either side that are 10 tefachim. And he just has an opening, because his wall in the middle 10 ames is only 5 tefachim. However, regarding together, they cannot join and create an eirv, because regarding the low one, we view it as all totally closed off. That's the understanding in the braisa, why it said that you can only go ahead and be ma'arv shnayim, but not be ma'arv echad, because they are closed off. The upper one has, which was not mentioned explicitly, has a gidud of 10. This, it says, has a gidud of 5, was regarding the middle 10 ames, where, yeah, it's not going to be a mechitza, it's rather going to be considered a pesach, and that is why they cannot go ahead and join together, because the bottom one is closed off, but they could make its own separate one, even the upper one, because it is closed off with the walls of 10 tefachim on the sides, and it's only breached as a pesach in the middle. And that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, ihachi emes seifa, look at the seifa. Seifa says, pachis mikan, if it's less than this, now as Rashi explains, it has to be that the pachis mikan, less than this, is going on the mechitza of 5 tefachim, which is in the middle part, which is called the pesach, which is the 5 of the 10, because the rest of the surrounding area, we said, has a wall of 10 tefachim. So we said that if it has less than that, then ma'arvin echad ve'ei ma'arvin shnayim. Then they can go ahead and only go ahead and join together in the eirv, but they cannot go ahead and join make their own separate eirv. And that's the question is, what do you mean? If they want, they can go ahead and make one joint eirv. Ibaya Treitarav, and if they want, they can go ahead and even make two separate Erevin, because we view that middle area as a total Pesach between the two of them. And that is, as we had explained before, because the rest of it is surrounded with a wall of 10 Tefachim, so we don't see them as breached to each other. We see them as when you have two Chatzeres with walls separating them, with an opening, that gives you the option of now, if you want, you can join together because there is an opening, or if you want, you can make separate because ultimately there's a wall. So if it's as you explained the case, that it shouldn't be difficult on Rav Chisda, that there is a wall separating, and that's why the upper one could make its own Erev, so then why is it that when it's less than 5 Tefachim, that's separating the two of them, that you can't go ahead and make its own separate Erev if you have the walls around it that are separating it, and it's just regarding the Pesach that it's less than that. Correct, that now if the Pesach, that's the area between it, is less than 5 Tefachim, so now even the low one is not totally closed off, so that's why you could join together because there's not a wall of 10 Tefachim separating them, but you still have the upper 10 Tefachim wall, which is beyond besides the middle part that was open over there. That is separating them with now an opening between the two of them. Again, the bottom one is not closed off because the you have the Gidur of Chamisha, but now the Mechitza is not Chamisha, that's less than that. So let's say it's 9 or 8, whatever it is for the low one, so they're open, but they're not breached open, they're Pesach open, because you still have the walls around the larger one that's separating it, and it's just the middle one that has less than that. And that the Gemara says, Amar Rabbah Berei D'Rava, says, again, to qualify the case, the case conceptualization of this is, and this is where it comes in related to our Mishnah, is where the lower one is totally breached to the larger one. And that is the width of the lower one is only 10 amos, and it's not more than that. And therefore, the upper one, which its opening that's not included in its wall is 10 amos, so now the lower one is like the katana. And regarding the other one, the upper one, which like the Gedolin, it's totally breached to it. And therefore, they're asur if they didn't go ahead and create an Erev together, as what we learned in our Mishnah, that Gedolin Muteres v'Ketan Asura, that the larger one is permitted and the smaller one is forbidden. And therefore, that answers the question why they cannot go ahead and join in their own Erev if they want to. Rather, they have to go ahead and make one Erev. The reason being is because the lower one is like the T case, which is that it's the stick going into the top part of the T, that its opening is only 10 amos, which is how much the Pesach of the upper one is, and that's why it has to make one Erev. To which the Gemara continues to ask, Ihachi, if that's the way you're trying to conceptualize the case, you're right. Tachtoy nechat Erev. The halacha that the Brei says, you have the gidud of chamisha, but the mechitz is less than the chamisha. So now the bottom one is not walled off from the upper one. So therefore, we're saying, and as we qualified, it's told that it's breached totally open to the upper one, as if katana to gedayla. So you're right, so now the low one can only make one Erev with together the upper one, if they make an Erev. Trei loy ta'arv, and it cannot make two separate ones, it can't make its own Erev, because the upper one, which essentially is the case of like the gedayla, will make it forbidden on it unless it makes Erev with it. However, the question is, el yayna, but the upper chatzar, the gedayla, ibayi trei ta'arv, if it wants, it should be able to make two Erev, in other words, its own Erev, as the Gedolah could, and if it wants, it can make one Erev. So why are you saying that if it's less than this? If again, you have the Gidud Chamisha, and you have the Mechitza less than Chamisha, so you have like a wall of 9. But again, you conceptualize the case that the rest of it is surrounded with a wall of 10 Tefachim. Why is it that you say that now you could only make one Erev and not two? You're right, the low one can only make one, because it's totally breached to the larger one, to the upper one. But the upper one is not totally breached to the lower one. It can choose to make its own Erev. So why are you saying that now they both have to make one Erev? The Rosh Hashanah answers, En Chanami, you're right. The larger one could make its own Erev. V'chigitani, and this that we had learned, that Pachis Mikan, that if it's less than the height of 10 Tefachim, this combination of the Gidud and the Mechitza, to be less than 10 Tefachim, Ma'arvin Echad, Ve'im Ma'arvin Shnaim, that then you can only make one Erev, and you can't make two separate Erevin, that was in reference to Tachtoina, to the low one, that the low one can't make its own one, but you're right, the upper one, the larger one, could make its own Erev, and that's why this resolves Rav Chisda with all the different add-ons to explain the case, that his halacha is not contradicted from this brisa, that his opinion stands that if there is Gidud Chamisha and there is Mechitza Chamisha, that although, as we had explained later on in the Gemara, that it's going to be considered Mechitza for the low one, but for the upper one, it will not combine together to be considered a Mechitza Asara as if it's blocked off from the low one. However, the Gemara does say that Darsh Meremer lectured, and he argued on this halacha Rav Chisda, and he said, Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitzdarfen, that an elevation of 5 Tefachim and a wall of 5 Tefachim, it does combine, and they do join together to create a wall of 10 Tefachim. Ashkechei Ravina l'Ravacha b'Reidi Rava. Amalei, he said to him, Tani mar midi b'mechitza, did you teach anything regarding the halachas of mechitza? Amalei lo, he said no. And the Gemara continues, v'hilchas and the halacha stands, gidu chamisha, mechitza chamisha mitztarfen. That it is mitztarfen, not like Rav Chizda, that the elevation of five and the wall of five tefachim combined to create a mechitza of ten tefachim. Now the Gemara asks a different question, which again will come in to the idea that was mentioned in our Mishnah. By Rav Hoshea, do yurin haboin b'Shabbos, dwellers that come on Shabbos, for example, let's say there's a wall that separates two different courtyards, and therefore each one is their own separate diurin. However, it falls on Shabbos. Now you essentially have new dwellers in your own chatzah. The question is, Maho Sheyesru, what's the halacha? Do the dwellers of either chatzah now forbid it on them? In other words, let's say we made our own Erev Chatzeres and they made their own Erev Chatzeres. However, now that the wall is down, we have dwellers that were not part of our Erev. Should we say that since they're in our chatzah now, that they make it forbidden? So Amar Rav Chizda said, Toshma al bing a riot from our Mishnah. Chatzah gedele shnifetz legetana, regarding a larger courtyard that's breached to a smaller courtyard. We say the larger courtyard is permitted, but the smaller one is forbidden. What's the reason? We view the smaller courtyard as if it's the entryway to the larger one, and that is, now the Gemara assumes that this was breached on Shabbos, and therefore we see them as if they're dwellers in the larger one. So therefore, the larger one, we don't see them as, they rule over the smaller one, we view them separate. But the smaller one is not separate from the larger one, we see them as a Pesach, as breached totally to the larger one. So therefore you see clearly that even if it falls on Shabbos, that the smaller one will become forbidden, that the Yurin Haboin B'Shabbos, now that the larger ones rule over them and they're coming into their smaller one, it'll be forbidden. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi answers, says, no, it's not a Raya from our Mishnah. We can explain the case of our Mishnah was talking about that it was breached from before Shabbos, but if it gets breached on Shabbos, then we're going to say that it is Mutter since the beginning of Shabbos. We were separate and we permitted, now that the wall comes down, it's not going to make it Asa. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya told Rabba, Loi tema mar emer, the master shouldn't say, oh, that we could say, in explanation of our mission, that it's not a raya, that it was breached from before Shabbos. Elevada bim b'oigyayim nipitza. You have to say that it was breached from before Shabbos. And the reason being is, the homar hu da'amar, you yourself said elsewhere, that dwellers that come on Shabbos do not make it forbidden. So obviously the case of a Mishnah was that it was breached from before Shabbos, not on Shabbos. As you said elsewhere, b'oyim minem Rav Huna, you said, I asked of Rav Huna, and they asked of Rabbi Yehuda the following question. If someone made an Erev through an opening, and that is if there were two courtyards that joined together through the opening, through the doorway between them, and then on Shabbos the doorway got closed, and that is that let's say a pile of rubble fell down and now blocked off the opening between the two of them. Similarly, if they made an Erev through a window between the two different areas, and on Shabbos the wall, the window had been closed up. Now, what's the halacha? Is one allowed to carry from one to the other? Obviously, you can't carry through the opening because that has been closed off. But let's say over the height of the wall or through different cracks in the wall, do you say that since you started off the beginning of Shabbos with a heter, that it was permitted because we had made an Erev together, so therefore for the rest of Shabbos, yes? Or do we say that? No, because since what we had made an Erev through is blocked off now we're not considered Me'urv and we can't transfer even through different areas. V'amali, and they said to me, Shabbos, kivan shahutra hutra, that on Shabbos, once it was permitted, and therefore this was Abaya told him, he says, you have to say that the case of our Mishnah, of Gedoyl and Ketana, that it was breached, that their Ketana will be Asa because the Gedoylim have the, our Diyurin that are coming into them was breached from before Shabbos, because had it happened on Shabbos, then as you had, they had told you that kivan shahutra hutra, and that is Diyurin haboyin b'Shabbos, are loyal Yisrael. They do not make it forbidden, and that's why the case of a Mishnah was told that it was breached from before Shabbos.